12 years ago, around this time of year, we were counting down to an election that had an obvious theme: throw the Democrats out. We called in some political consultants of both parties to ask them to brainstorm for us. We wanted them to design the ideal political candidate for 1994 for the mythical 436th Congressional District. We came up with a Republican, a woman who was tough on crime, had a family, and had a head for business. And we even made a campaign commercial for her.
I'm Christine Mason Dixon. I went to law school and became an assistant district attorney. I put a lot of people behind bars. When I was home raising Timmy and Meredith, I started my own business. And when there was a problem at home or on the job, I figured it was up to me to fix it. And that's why I want to go to Washington, to fix the mess, to make our government...
So, it's a dozen years later, and once again, there's a theme to midterm politics: change, big time, possibly sufficiently big to cost the GOP its control of Congress. So once again, we've called in some professionals who ordinarily are limited by having to work for real-life candidates to help us design the ideal mythical congressional candidate for 2006. And here they are. First of all, Stuart Stevens, who was media advisor to President Bush in both 2000 and 2004, now advising a number of Republican candidates this year. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
To our exercise. Anna Greenberg, who's worked for a number of liberal groups and is working for several Democratic candidates this year. Welcome,
thank
Anna.
You.
And Jim Duffy, who's been an advisor to such Democratic campaigns as those of Louisiana's Senator Mary Landrieu and Arkansas's Blanche Lincoln. Jim Duffy, welcome.
Thank you.
Since all of the generic polls this year favor the Democrats, we'll just stipulate that this year's ideal candidate is going to be a Democrat. But beyond that, the floor is open. Stuart, if you could start with the basics of the perfect candidate who just captures the zeitgeist of 2006, what do you want?
Okay. I think it would be someone who, first of all, has a clear position on the war in Iraq and the war on terror.
You want a clear position, Anna Greenberg, on the war in Iraq. You with that?
I am. I actually think that in this environment, the position would be against the war, or at least asking very serious questions about the war. But one of the things I think that is really key here is authenticity, strength. It's a cycle to be tough, authentic, straightforward about your values, what you believe, where you stand.
Jim Duffy, you with us so far?
Unfortunately, I am. And it's the problem with going third is that when I thought about the ideal candidate, I thought about, one, someone who could talk straight, is not going to be an equivocator, is not going to be someone who can't take a stand. But I also thought, and Anna stole the word I was going to use, which was authentic.
What do you say about your ideal candidate, Stuart, and what should that candidate be to illustrate authenticity at its best in this political cycle?
Well, I think that someone that has personal experience that speaks to what is the essential issue of the day, which is the war on terror. The war on terror is the new Cold War. It's the key in which our elections and our politics are going to be played in for some time.
Okay. Does that mean, Anna Greenberg, a veteran, say, or a prosecutor, a sheriff? What is it that you're looking for?
All of those things. I think anybody who has that kind of experience, especially if it was not in Washington, I think contributes to a belief that someone has authenticity and expertise. I also think, by the way, that a woman is still the best candidate.
Do the men in the room agree with that? Jim Duffy, Stuart Stevens?
I think it's still true. I mean, I think it was true, more true, say, even 5 or 6 years ago. I do think the more you've seen women in politics, the more they're going to undergo the same scrutiny that men do. But yes, in a generic candidate, she's going to be more believable.
Are there key words that we should hear from this candidate, Stuart Stevens?
I think it's a year that it's better to believe than to think. That is, the president's greatest strength is that people believe that he is sincere.
Jim Duffy?
What I'm looking for is someone who's grown up in that community. And then you say, let me tell you why I oppose that war. I'm sick and tired of seeing those American boys die, and I don't know what they're dying for.
That's right. I think that part of this is also being non-political, which I think sounds strange given that we're in the middle of the election season, but being non-political, non-partisan, connecting with people emotionally while taking tough, authentic stands.
Well, if you've grown up in the community, you're going to know people who've gotten children over there.
This is a great year for a young, energetic vet from Iraq or someone who's been, you know, successful in business, whatever.
Young meaning what, though? Young
35.
Means,
I think this is a perfect moment for that kind of energetic, get things done, accomplish things in their personal life, want to accomplish things in Washington. I think this is a year where someone doesn't have to have the traditional nuclear family and think that they can be a little more diverse.
Jim Duffy, how mature should our
candidate be? The voters
still
skew a little older, and since I'm 60 and I don't trust anybody under 59, I think they need to be into their 40s where you have more of a life experience.
Stuart, you want somebody who's about 40, late 30s?
I like something with a 4 or 5 in front of it.
4 or 5. Someone who can remember the Jimmy Carter years.
I think that the issues at stake now are big. And I think that the gravitas of to be able to take this on and to realize it, a candidate's better served by that.
And should there be any talk about what was summed up in recent election cycles as values voters? Should we be talking about making an environment for our children, or for that matter, literally the environment? Do these things matter much, Stuart?
I think a sense that you have values matter. I think that's part of the reason that you're running. I think the key has to be a rationale for your candidacy. Why is it you're running? And I think if you can communicate that, it comes from a core sense of who you are. And who you are is just another word for values.
But do I get it then that it's better that this inspiration to run came in response to things that have happened in your adult life? It's not that just you've been running for class president since the seventh grade.
I think the fact that Washington is filled with everybody that you didn't like in high school and you wondered what happened to them is not a good thing. So, yes, I think so.
Stuart Stevens, Jim Duffy, Anna Greenberg, thanks to all of you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, after hearing from our consultants, we could hear our ideal candidate for 2006.
Christine Mason Dixon went to Congress 12 years ago to solve a problem. Now, she's a part of it. She voted with President Bush 99.99% of the time. She says we should stay the course in Iraq forever. She's been living in Washington so long, she can't find the 436th congressional district with a map. Angie Moderato was raised here and lives here. She knows what life in the 436th is like.
When I went to Iraq, I never dreamt of running for Congress. I figured I'd come home and pick up as Fillmore County Sheriff, right where I left off when I developed our first emergency response system. But I believe deeply that staying the course in Iraq means spending good lives on a bad policy. We have lost too many of our friends and neighbors there. Let's get out of Iraq, and let's get back to government for the people. I'm Angie Moderato, and I approve this message because I believe in it. I lived it. I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by the kind of people who pay for commercials like this.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.